Today I just wanted to share about how we get so hyper excited about the beliefs in our head, but the body isn't on board with those beliefs, so they don't happen, and then we just naturally, through whichever trauma response we trigger, we start to criticize ourselves or criticize other people, or generally just become so overwhelmed with everything that is going on, jump into that self-sabotage. So I always talk about the different responses that our nervous system initiates when we're doing something that feels unsafe to our nervous system, and they do not match the desires that you have, and our desires are, you know, what's going on around us, where we want to be, but also heavily linked to our shadow, the desires in our shadow. But because the nervous system is doing its best to keep those suppressed, the taking action on those is really very difficult. So and it's difficult for us to get our head around because it's so contradictory, and there's so many things going on in our amazing body, and our genetic expression, memories stored this lifetime, past lifetimes. There's just so much going on within that we always kind of look outside ourselves for the problem, but then we also respond to our internal memories from the identity that we created. So if you are new here, I'm Christine. I am a embodiment mentor for women in business. I use a unique blend of shadow work and nervous system reprogramming to help the women that come into my world uncover their divine goddess given gifts and become embodied in their divine feminine, so that they can create a business that brings them joy, freedom, impact, and has that ripple effect through all of the lives that they touch as well. And as women, we have so much suppression in us, and we add that to our lived experiences and our, you know, the Jungian explanation of shadow, of our beliefs that we create about ourselves in order to stay safe. There's just such a whole batch of stuff going on in our body that is actually controlling us all the time. And if you have a real desire to create a successful business doing the work that you love, and it's just not happening for you, then this is the work that you are missing. So let's get back to what I was talking about today, and that is once we have the realization about how actually it's not us, it's not the things that we're doing, we don't need yet another strategy, yet another business coach to tell us the same things as the last business coach told us. What we need to do is shift our nervous system response to taking the actions that we are taking. So any strategy is going to work. And yes, we need different strategies for different levels where we're at in our business. The main things, the repetition of I'm going to break on the road. I was walking in the middle of the road, so got a little bit distracted then. So the main things are like that repetition that nobody tells us about, and the repetition that we don't feel should be needed. Because we, in our desire, in our head, thinking, well, if I do this, and I put down what I'm talking about, I talk to my dreamy client, I tell her exactly how I can help her and how I can support her, and she doesn't see it. So it's not working. I'm not getting people reaching out in the DMs. I'm not getting all of the amazing responses to my posts. So it's not working. And those little tiny little fluctuations in your body chemistry are communicating with your nervous system, and your nervous system is going, this is a place of discomfort, this isn't a place where I want to be, what do we do in this situation? Oh, we shut down. So that encourages the thoughts that are coming into your head. Nobody's interested. I need to do my messaging. I need help with my content. I need a copywriter. I need this. I need that. I need that. Nobody understands what I'm saying and what I can do. Shut down. So we stop that consistency. You know, in the reality, 20 people might have seen that post, and those 20 people might not really have picked it up. They might not really have looked at it properly. They might not have read it. So we need to show those 20 people again the next day or the day later. Or we need to show them again and again and again. You know, these experts that talk about social media, they say, like, people need 21 touch points. So you're thinking, oh, I can put out 21 posts and someone will pick that up. No, because not everyone's going to see it again, and not everybody's going to, it's not going to catch the eye, you know. There's so many things going on in human behavior, and we make that about us and about what we're doing, when actually what we need to do is to be really consistent. And when I say consistent, I don't mean, you know, five times a day or even every day. But we've got to keep sharing what our message is and who that message is for. We've got to speak to that one person. And then we've got to detach from any thought about us in that interaction. Once that has gone out, that has gone out. And it's out of our hands. And that is the thing which you can't do with strategy. You can't do with business coaching. And why so many business coaches are moving more into the energetic side? Because they are, you know, there's been a lot of backlash, hasn't there, about the coaching, online coaching industry for women being so patriarchal. And completely missing the point that you can give people what works, but it doesn't mean that they'll be able to do it. So there is a lot more awareness of the energetics, but in my opinion, it's not enough. A lot of women talk about energetics, and it's just a talk. You know, you can see that, and it's still not intentionally, but it's manipulatory. You know, it's all about the sale. And yeah, we do want the sale, of course we do, because we can reach more and more people when we're in the frequency of abundance and we don't have any wealth fears coming up, and again that's nervous system and shadow work to move into that point. But if your body is not safe to know, to feel, and to do that repetition without making it into, without it triggering something within you, then it doesn't matter how many successful clients your coach has had and you're following those exact same steps. It doesn't matter, because your nervous system isn't allowing it to happen. And the nervous system is stronger, is much more powerful than your desires and your aspirations and your beliefs about yourself from your conscious brain. It's the only reason why we've managed to evolve to where we have. And not everybody has the same nervous system response. And you know, that is apparent. Some women do amazingly well with the business and they have traumas in other areas of their life. So, you know, this isn't for you to compare yourself to, well, what's wrong with me? It's just, you know, it's just the facts of the matter is that some women are more affected by showing up, sharing the work than others. And those are the women that I'm here to support, because I've been through it all myself. And supporting other women, I've learned more and more and more about it. And I feel like, you know, this work is, my work is at a point now where it is just completely life changing. Completely transformational for women in business that know they are capable of success, huge success. But because it's so mission led, it's so divine, the gifts are probably been with you for lifetimes, and they've been lifetimes of oppression, suppression, and demonization of your gifts, with, you know, the witch wounds. Desecration of the feminine, that it's so hard for you to actually take action. And that is what we will do in our work together. So I'm going to pop a link in down below for you to book a clarity call with me, and we will take a deep dive into what's going on for you right now, and we'll start to get something cleared. And of course, there's options to work with me further and go into this deeper and get you, your body, on board with your actual desires and make it your success a no-brainer, I suppose is a good word. It's just your body is going to allow it to happen once we do this clearing and reprogramming of your nervous system. So book a call if you want to chat more about this work and how it can support you in your becoming.